Scott Marks, Certified Financial Planner and Financial Advisor at Summit Wealth Group, is the host of today's mini episode. Welcome to the Reach Your Summit podcast.
Common question we get from our clients here when a sum of money is received from an inheritance or the sale of an investment or potentially the sale of real estate is, what should I do with this money? Should I invest it or should I pay off my debt? And when we as advisors look at this, we have to remember that there's two sides to this. You have your emotional attachment to your debt, and then you have your logical side of the coin. So first off, on the emotional side, a lot of people have an emotional connection with paying off all of their debt. And we generally do recommend avoiding credit card debt or high interest debt. But in most cases, we think mortgages are okay. A lot of people have this tie to pay off the mortgage, and that's okay. So we have to take that into account as part of this consideration. The other side to this is the logical side. And with a logical investment mindset, we can look at the opportunity cost of investing money versus paying off debt. As a good example, if you have a mortgage at 3%, if you pay money towards that mortgage extra in addition to your monthly, that principal reduction payment is effectively a guaranteed 3% interest rate for your money over the time that you would have been paying that debt. Now, some people might say that sounds really good, and if it does, maybe you should do that. Other people would say, you know, I could probably invest that money in the market, work with my advisor on that, and earn 7%, maybe even 8%. If you're able to do that instead, then the opportunity cost of investing was obviously you would get better returns. So a lot of people, when they look at it logically, can say, it makes more sense for me to put that money in investments because I know that I'll earn more over time. So we have to kind of think back to the emotional and logical side of this when we're making this decision. And it's always good to talk to your advisor and walk through this together. And we'd be happy to help if there's anything we can do.
Thanks for listening to a mini episode of the Reach Your Summit podcast by Summit Wealth Group. If you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thanks again.